at the rain. A little out of touch, little insane. It's just easier than dealing with the pain. Runaway train, never going back. Wrong way on a one-way track. Seems like I should be getting somewhere. Somehow I'm neither here nor there. Runaway train, never coming back. Runaway train, tearing up the track. Runaway train, burning in my face. Runaway, but it always seems the same.
WFM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Miss independent, miss self-sufficient, miss keep your distance. Miss unafraid, miss out my way, miss don't let a man interfere. No, miss on her own, miss almost grown, miss never let a man help her off her phone. So by keeping her heart protected, she'd never ever feel rejected. Little miss apprehensive, said ooh, she fell in love. What is the feeling taking over? Misguided heart, misplaced smart, miss if you wanna use that line, you better not start. No, but she miscalculated, she didn't wanna end up jaded, and this miss decided not to miss out on true love. So by changing her misconception, she went in a new direction and found inside she felt a connection. She felt
Kelly Clarkson is on 105.7 CFW after 6 o'clock. We are on cruise control, more like semi-autonomous mode here, letting the computer do all the work. I love that.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
And more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CFW.
Thank you.
You're finishing the workday with Jay Roberts and the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW.
Now, another one of those 80s songs featured on Stranger Things. I don't remember which episode it was, but I do remember hearing the sound of Tarzan Boy, Baltimore, with Jay Roberts. Hey, actress Terry Garr passed away yesterday of MS after a long battle with MS. Great actress in so many big movies. Terry Garr was 79.
Look into my eyes. You will see what you mean. Look into your eyes.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Now, a lot of tears being shed right now because of the fact that the weather is changing. We're going to find out what the prognosis is here over the next few days and moments. Here's Prince now.
'90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Like a wet dog at a formal tea party.
Max, no!
Guys, when you go shopping for clothes, do you ever feel like you just don't belong?
Max, don't!
So fellas, shop a store that's designed for you. Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire. Quality men's clothing from formal to casual with hats, shoes, and accessories too. Muldoon's carries sizes small to 6X tall. Big, tall, short, or small, Muldoon's fits them all. Muldoon's Menswear, South Hastings Way, Eau Claire.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities. Like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food.
Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has officially announced the start date for the gun deer season. The 9-day gun deer season will open on November 23rd and close on December 1st. According to a press release, the window is the latest possible window in which the gun deer season can be held under Wisconsin state law. The season is also further removed from the peak of breeding activity for deer, so there could be fewer deer on the move, but colder temperatures and the possibility of snow may contribute to better hunting conditions. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their kids ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are more than happy to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young kids may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their kids into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. Chippewa Valley Technical College will host a Give Vets a Smile event on Saturday. According to college officials, the event will welcome veterans to the school from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. to provide free services like dental care and a lung test. Organizers say the event is a great way for students to get real-world experience in their chosen fields while giving back to veterans by providing free care they may not be able to easily access elsewhere. Veterans will need to register ahead for a dental appointment, but all other services can be done on a walk-in basis. The driver of the vehicle involved in a hit-and-run death in Altoona in 2022 has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, Brendan Barkovich of Eau Claire entered a guilty plea to charges of hit-and-run resulting in death, possessing cocaine, and bail jumping on Monday. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and 2 years of probation. He must also undergo monthly drug tests and pay restitution to have the hit-and-run charges dismissed. Jonathan Peacock of Altoona was the pedestrian who was killed in the incident. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 50s overnight, settling into the 40s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. Rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Currently 51 degrees. CFW.
Move yourself. You always live your life, never thinking of.
80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. Time to throw it back to Tony Lorino's Throwback Nation Radio. That is coming up momentarily, and a final opportunity again to get in that running for $1,000. Guess how many pieces of candy corn are in that glass jar that Tony is holding? You can go to throwbacknationradio.com/contest to see that picture. And it is National Candy Corn Day today. Anybody celebrating that? My gut hurts just thinking about it.
I've been roaming around, always looking down at all I see. Painted faces fill the places I can't reach. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody. Someone like you and all you know and how you speak. Countless lovers undercover of the street. You know that I can use somebody. You know that I can use somebody.
And more.
Take on me. I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because this is how we do it.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
105.7 CFW.